Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 63 for Saturday, May 24th, 2008. It's almost Memorial Day weekend for us here in the U.S., and for me, I'm kind of excited because school is almost out, which means more free time to do, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. But anyway, I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell.
And I'm your other co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Yes, and PHPBB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we usually talk all about the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com.
You know, I was going to introduce myself as Guido from Chicago, but that's okay.
Okay.
So it's just random there, yeah.
Whatever. Now, today we were actually going to we've invited Matt Mullenweg, who deems himself to be the chief barbecue taste tester at Automattic. He's really the founder of Automattic, which puts together WordPress, the very popular blogging software, and BB Press, the up-and-coming forum software. And we were going to take a week to sort of step back from PHPBB a bit, you know, chat with him about this other very popular open source PHP project that he does, and talk a bit about, you know, them versus compared to PHPBB, etc. However, he's not here yet. I do not know why he's not here yet, but we're going to hope and pray that he will show up sometime during the episode. And
maybe
so,
he forgot to set his alarm.
you would have absolutely no experience with that situation now, would you?
None at all, no. And the whole chat room knows exactly what I'm talking about.
But we will be talking about some PHPBB today. We're going to connect, and if he doesn't show up, we'll have to come up with something. Anyway, we do have a very big chat room right now, and if you'd like to join in, if you're listening live, we certainly invite you to come into the chat room on TalkShoe.com, or you can also call in. The number to call is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418, and you can call in to ask us questions or ask Matt questions or comments or any other thing you would like to do. We'd love to have you join us. Of course, there's also unofficial chat locations. I keep my eye on the chat box at StarTrekGuide.com. We also have an unofficial IRC channel, which is #PHPBBWeekly on freenode.net. And, of course, you can also download the show usually about a day after we record it live at phpbbweekly.net. And we also have a sponsor that we would like to point out, as we have for the last few weeks. And the sponsor is GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold an online meeting from your computer so that everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com during your conference call. They can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Very efficient. Gas is like, I don't know about you, David, but there are actually gas stations here in the Bay Area that are charging about $4.70 for regular unleaded fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So gas prices are like crazy. American Airlines just started a thing where they're going to be charging $15 for you to check any bag luggage. So if you want to get more done in less time without the ridiculously enormous costs of driving or flying, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Go to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts to get your free 30-day trial.
Nice piece of software.
Yes.
Use that several times and love it. Is it for our company?
Okay. So we're going to start with a brand new segment for the show that we're hopefully not going to do very often, the Picky Correction of the Week. And for this week's Picky Correction, I'm going to turn it over to David.
Yeah, except this week it's not so picky, but it is a major correction regarding the...
I was calling any corrections picky. It's
just fun. Yeah, well, the Styles demo, which I talked about last week and insinuated on last week's episode that Igor or Paul hadn't done much work on it, that is completely incorrect. And anyway, I just wanted to issue an apology to Igor because I did not mean to certainly put him down for the work that he's done on it, and he actually did quite a bit of work on it. I spoke with Paul during the week, and I actually had a mini interview that I'd like to play that says give some details.
This is pre-recorded, partially to waste time and partially to clarify stuff.
Right. It gives some details as to what the status of the Styles demo was and sort of the reasons behind why it took so long. And certainly, you know, again, it's open source software, it's part of the PHP project, which is open source software. So we don't have people who are working on the software full time. They're working on it in their spare time. And sometimes for some people, that's a lot of time. For other people, that's not a lot of time. And even for the people that there's a lot of time, it's still limited.
What are you talking about right now, David?
I'm talking about developing for the PHP software. You have everybody who's on staff is volunteers. So
yes, are volunteers.
And they have real jobs that they have to work with. So your time is limited between your job and your free time. It's just there's not a whole lot of time to do things. And so for some people that was less than others, and certainly that is why it takes me so long to create mods. If I was working on mods full time, then I'd be able to release a whole heck of a lot more mods. But I don't.
Because you agree to go on the mod team. I'm not there anymore.
Yeah, that's part of the reason. Okay, so anyway, this is a pre-recorded interview that I had with Paul during the week. Unfortunately, he was not able to make it to the show. Otherwise, he would be here live. So, here.
Roll the tape.
Okay, go for it. What's the story? What's the status on the Styles demo?
The Styles demo is currently finished. We finished already before the last episode of PHP Weekly the .0 Styles demo, and last week, just after PHP Weekly, we finished, and after testing the PHP 2 Styles demo, and we are currently able to use that, and the Styles team can now use the demo and approve new styles again.
Okay, but it won't go live until they actually put up an announcement, right?
I don't know how the Styles team will handle that. I took over the development after Igor decided to stop it due to some reasons. I don't want to give reasons for that. And was required to finish that since a few weeks ago, and did that, and give now the Styles team the final call to test it, and they said it was okay. Now it's live. How the Styles team will use it, and when they really want, or really are going to start using it, I don't know.
Okay, that'll be good. Any other statements you wanted to make?
Not really. You said it was taking a long time. We know that, and we really don't like that ourselves also. And we are happy now, not only I, but also the Styles team, that it's finished now.
Yeah, and I think it goes pretty much with all other open source software. It's ready when it's ready.
Yes.
You can't really give a time frame when it would be done. Some things take longer than projected. And
yes, this was due to mostly personal reasons why it took so long, and that was the actual reason.
Right. But the important thing is it's done now, and certainly and Igor did put a lot of work into that, and I think it's worth it. It'll definitely be worth it when the community gets to see it.
Yeah, I hope so. It really looks nice, and we hope it's going to be used really much.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this sorry we can't have you on the next PHP Weekly, but yes, we'll be able to.
We'll not be able to be there.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have you on a future episode.
I hope so. Really like to be on.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Paul.
No problem.
Okay. And I guess you're back now. So that was you pre-recorded that with Paul Sawyer, who is on the mod team.
Yes.
And that was with some, because now I don't get any responsibility for this because you were the one that had made the announcement about the styles demo last week. So that's all your fault. But
yeah, it's all my fault. Yes, yes, exactly.
But anyway, that is our picky correction of the week. And if you have another picky correction you would like us to point out, all you have to do is post it on phpbbweekly.net or on our Star Trek Guide forum, or just email us or annoy us in any other way to get us to make these corrections. And I'll say I've definitely done corrections on the show before plenty of times. So. Mm-hmm.
I would like to point out one of the things that people probably don't know that the mod team does, and especially Igor is very good about this, creating tools for mod authors and users to install mods. Igor has created a lot of tools for mod authors to be able to easily install mods or easily create mods, ModX converter. I don't even remember all of the tools that he's created, but at his site, phpbmodders.net, he's got a lot of different tools hosted there, and certainly is very active in development. So that is one thing that the mod team does that people probably don't realize. We don't just validate mods. There are a lot of people who do actual development for the phpbb.com site and creating tools, and certainly a lot of other projects which are not public as well.
They used to be on the so-called website team, but apparently they don't have a real website team anymore. It's just Dominic hanging out there.
Yeah, and actually there's a lot of people on the various teams that are on the website team. You know, from each of the teams you have at least a couple of people, but probably the mod team is probably one of the most active in the website team.
Yes, because they got all, besides the developer team, which is already busy with, you know, developing, the mod team is the other one with all the coders, so all the programmers, all the folks that know that. ArmlessGoat22 in the chat room had asked, is the styles demo open source, or how is that put together?
I don't believe so, but there are instructions out there that are tutorials on basically how to create a styles demo. I had seen a tutorial on it, and actually I suppose I should get a link to post it, but there are plenty of tutorials on how to create your own styles demo. So it's easy to do. Now the challenge with the one for php.com, and certainly the one that probably gave Igor and Paul the biggest challenge, was the fact that you know, phpbb.com is not a vanilla phpbb3 installation. It is very highly modified in the way that it works with the website. So it's you know, it's a little bit challenging, and of course there had to be some interesting things done to make it work with a phpbb2 installation, so that you had both a phpbb2 styles demo and a phpbb3 styles demo. But, you know, if you create your own styles demo, or if you use your own styles demo, it's going to be a little bit different than the one from phpbb.com, because this one is created to work with the phpbb.com website, whereas, you know, the one that you might use, you're going to want to integrate into a phpbb3 setup. So that's why it's mainly different.
Okay. So that was that. Now, we do not yet have Matt here yet. However, I did actually find a phone number for him that maybe I should, I don't know if I should try how we to, if I should try to call that. I think I'll try and see if I can get on my phone over here and maybe mute myself and see if I can get in touch with him. David, is there something you could just waste some time talking about that would be relevant to the show while I try to get Matt on the show?
Okay, well, sure. I suppose I could do that.
You do that, and I'll come back when I'm back, whatever.
Okay. Well, if any of you have a nitpick that you want to pick with me, you have to be at LondonVasion to nitpick that with me. But anyway, an update on London Invasion. We're still getting a topic list together, and certainly the various teams are figuring out who is going to speak on what topic, and there's going to be a lot of really interesting topics there. We'll release those in short order, and I'm not sure exactly when we will do that, but when we do, we will want some community feedback on those particular topics, and certainly the community is going to be very very involved in participating in London Invasion, so we want your feedback when we do post those, and certainly we will do that. Another thing I did want to notice, an announcement on PHP.com, is the PHP team will be at London Invasion. There will be not London Invasion, Linux Tag in Berlin on the May 28th through May 31st of this year. So that would be in about 4 days.
According to
they'll be at Linux Tag. They will be at the Juma booth
on our show,
and so that will be cool. Nils will be there. I don't know who else of the teams, but there will be a couple of PHPB team members who will be there. And and certainly, so if you're going to be at Linux Tag, or if you're going to be in Berlin,
that would be great.
Stop by at Linux Tag, and there is an announcement on PHP.com where you can read about the details. And there are some, Astrid Byrne said there are some free tickets available. If you want some, contact Naderman via PM, and he will hand out the tickets at a first-come, first-served basis. He does have a few of them left, but they are limited. So if you are planning on coming, or if you're in Berlin and you'd like to go to Linux Tag, be sure to contact him as soon as possible to get some of those tickets. And say hi to them for us.
Okay, I'm back. I called his cell phone. It sent me right to his voicemail, so I left a message. However, He's really cool in that he has a toll-free cell phone number. So that was interesting.
That is interesting.
Yes.
Well, did you hear about the Linux Tag exhibition in Berlin?
It was mentioned on phpbb.com.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm kind of a bummer we didn't not everybody get. Got to go to that one, but there will be a few team members that will be there. Mm-hmm. And maybe we will get one of them to talk about it on PHP Weekly after May 31st. That would be neat, huh?
What's after May 31st?
The Linux Tag exhibition is the 28th through 31st of May.
I just got off my rotary phone, which you've heard plenty of times on here before, so let me catch up here. Yes. Okay, so they're there apparently next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in 4 days.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about this already.
Oh, that's 'cause I did just talk about
it. That's right. I'm surprised I missed it. Okay, because this is just last Monday. I'm getting reoriented here. Sorry, I'm not used to getting on the phone in the middle of a live podcast.
That's all right.
Okay. Actually, yeah. Now, you wanted to have them come on talk about that when?
Well, after the exhibition.
Okay.
Because the exhibition starts in 4 days and goes through the 31st of May. Certainly Nils has been in charge of getting the Linux Tag together, and they've got little tiny birdies, gummy bear birdies.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And a poster, so you'll see them if you go there.
Okay. We'll figure that out maybe, because June 7th we're not doing a show, because I'm in another country. But
where are you going?
I'm just going to waste some more time. But I'm going. My school is music program. They're actually going on a tour of China, June 3rd to 13th.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do a podcast in China because they've
got us moving all around there, and we have a busy schedule, and not to mention the time difference. Did you know that China is 15 hours ahead of San Francisco? So actually. 12 p.m. Eastern time when we do the show. It's actually in China right now. It is 12:24 a.m. in China right now.
That sounds like a good time to do a podcast.
No.
Not for Douglas. It's not.
No. I'm not taking any computers or technology or anything like that. We have to pack light. You know, I can't.
You're not taking like your iPhone?
I don't have an iPhone.
But your iPod?
I don't have an iPod.
You could tell Douglas is a Mac geek. I don't either.
I don't have any of that. No, we can't pack more than like 45 pounds or something like that, because yeah. And actually, a friend of mine who goes to my school is in the chat room. He's going too. So yeah, you can just tell that we're wasting time right now. Yeah, June 7th, no show, because I'm not going to be here to edit it or do anything like that. And actually, I'll be back the day before June 14th, which will be a Saturday, and we'll do a show then, live, except that hopefully I won't be asleep through it because of the jet lag. Yeah. That will be interesting. It's yeah. Like, I get back right in time for that show, and... That's also the day of my parents' anniversary, so that'll be an interesting day. And if anything, like the last time I had to go overseas somewhere, which was once for another trip 2 years ago, I will be significantly suffering from jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
There was this
time you won't let me record like a podcast with Yuri and Neothermic or something.
Who'll be able to edit it?
You will, 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later, yes, but what's the point? We're already going to be doing another show on the 14th. Yeah, for June, we're just going to say, you know, June, it's a slight summer break. We're going to do we'll do PHPBB biweekly, and you know, there'll be like an opportunity for people to go back and listen to old shows, catch up, you know.
No, it'll be an opportunity for them to get back to their lives for
that
a week.
Too. Rather than listening to us do pointless banter like we're doing right now.
Alright, well, let's stop doing pointless banter and talk about something in PHPBB. Right.
Let's go out of order, just in case Matt does show up, and let's go ahead and start doing the Mon and Style of the Week right now. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, that is, because if he shows up, then we'll do the rest of the show with him. Yeah,
that works. So, the Mod of the Week, now I was just going around and looking through mods, and I found the one that looked pretty cool, and it's called the Activity Stats Mod. And I said, I wonder who this is by. Oh, hello. I've seen this person before. It's this somebody. I don't know who this is. Somebody called Highway of Life wrote this mod of the week.
Who's that? What does the mod do?
Well, this is actually interesting. I actually was able to get the author of this mod to come onto the show today. And so I want to introduce to you David Lewis, Highway of Life, who's going to tell us about his mod.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Yes, this is a nice mod that I created for PHPBB3, as you probably know. It's called the Activity Stats Mod, and what that does is it basically shows you a list of the users, registered users and bots, uh-huh. within the last 24 hours who have visited your board, mm-hmm. And it shows you the number of new posts in the last 24 hours, the number of new topics in the last 24 hours, and the number of new registered users in the last 24 hours. So it's called the Activity Stats Mod. And it's nice and light on the servers, but we found out recently that it can be kind of heavy on a on a board with over a million posts. Because
now, how many boards have more than a million posts?
Well, apparently one did that installed this mod. So
<Okay.
laughs> I made a modification too a bit to the core to be able to handle very large boards faster, and because one of the things that it does is it calculates number of new post topics and users based on, for posts, it's the post time, but there is no index. There's no MySQL there's no database index post time.
So tell me, if you have a million posts, it's bad, but if you have 999,999 posts, it'll still work fine? Because looking at Star Trek Guide, you got 72,000 posts on there so far. But you just crossed 6,000 topics like this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it's got 6,002 right now.
Yeah. Well, the modification that I did actually does help boards even smaller is like Star Trek Guide, 72,000 posts. It did increase the speed that it does execute that particular mod. But what's nice about it is it caches. So every 15 minutes, it creates a new cache. So it only is – excuse me. It only goes slower every 15 minutes for one single person.
Yeah.
But – they don't even, for most boards, they won't even notice it. If your board is like a million posts or something, then you probably notice it. But it's a nice mod. You know what? This mod is the most interesting mod that I have because it's the mod that everybody, when I posted it first in Mods in Development, everybody started like making modifications to it. It was the only mod that I've done where everybody's like highly modifying the mod or yes. trying to change the functionality of the mod. It was kind of weird.
Stats are like that. I mean, have you seen Google Analytics? How much crap?
Yeah, I know, but
on there, it's like.
But it was, yeah. I'm actually going to expand the activity stats mod to be a mod that has graphs, really cool flash graphs. And actually, we have an example on Starter Guide. If you go, I don't think you've seen this before. Go to StarterGuide.com/stats. And this gives you a preview of the kind of graphs that we'll be using in the next version.
Oh, hello. We got some semi-transparency going on here, too.
Yeah. This kind of gives you an idea of the type of graphs that we'll be using for the next version of the Activity Stats mod that will have graphs on just about anything.
What's the submit button do?
Well, it will give you a drop-down menu of the various stats that you can choose from, and it will also give you a date range. Like you can choose a specific date range that will be able to see how many posts were done between this date range and that date range, or various things like that. But it'll have the drop down menu will have various list of stats that you can choose from that will give you a graph for. So that will be the future of the activity stats mod.
I'll put that in the link in the show notes too. Okay. But anyway, that's it. And yes, Harmless Goat is number four. He's happy about that. And you got almost 9,000 posts yourself there, David.
I know. Shocking, isn't it?
Did you design these graphs yourself?
No.
With the mouse over?
I'm using another open source software that for the actual graphs, which are flash-based. They use an XML, a dynamically generated XML, to generate the graph, which is built in Flash and is also open source. So it's really cool. I had previous graphs that I used. The only problem with those was that the graph software was not open source. So I couldn't distribute it.
Ah. Yeah, very important. You want to open source.
But this one I can. It's a lot simpler to use, and it's certainly a whole lot cooler looking.
hopefully it's not too bad on the eyes, but yeah. Okay, that's cool. So I'm sure you'll be keeping us up to date on that.
Too bad on the eyes? What? What do you mean, too bad on the eyes?
It's a little weird. It's kind of like, wait a minute. I had to spend a couple of seconds, like, what am I looking at here? Like, what is it? Yeah, they're cool.
This was – the top posters is the most challenging graph to make because you've got to get all the different colors associated with the usernames.
Oh.
Whereas, posts, topics – a number of, other kind
just
of stats.
Rainbow colors if you want.
Yeah, they don't require the uniqueness of color, whereas these colors are associated directly with the particular users on there. So it is the most challenging graph to make.
Anyway, okay, that's cool. The style of the week is – before I do the style of the week, first of all, I have a disclaimer. I do not play video games. I know almost nothing of video games. I do not endorse stealing or theft or automobiles or weird images or anything like that.
You gave away what kind of style it is.
The style of the week is Grand Theft Auto 4 by John Olson. For those of you who care that Grand Theft Auto 4 is being released right now, not that I really care, not that I really like it. Alex, I was being a little over serious about that. I mean, it's just a style. Who cares? Point is, that is the style of the week. I'm going to get a link to the actual demo in there. And it's kind of cool. Now, and one of the reasons I picked this is for PHP BB3. And David will be happy because it's actually based on ProSilver. And I
if
know
I could
how.
See it, the demo's not loading up.
Well, demo should be. Demo's there for me. But I know that you have always wanted these PHP BB3 styles to actually be based on ProSilver, so this one is. But it's very interesting. It's got it has a semi-transparent background image that actually changes every time you load it. So you get a different one. It's kind of based on, you know, the GTA images, from what I presume. And, you know, it's got sort of the sky image of the city, and it uses a bit of the fonts and things like that. And a lot of the images have been significantly customized for this particular theme to make it fit in, you know, with the overall style of GTA 4. So, have you gotten it to load yet, David?
Mm-hmm.
No?
And it looks like a lot of other people can't get it to load either. I was looking for another demo, but...
Really? It was working fine for me earlier.
It may have worked earlier, but it's not working now.
Yeah, now it's not working. I kept it loaded earlier. I loaded at the beginning of the show. Well, no, it's loading for me. The one I linked you to?
Oh, it's starting to load. Here it is. I get to see it. Oh, interesting.
Strange. It was working fine for me.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
well, one thing to note, first of all, neither Douglas or I are gamers.
Good.
So, yeah. I don't game. Well, see, the thing is, I stopped gaming as soon as I started programming because I'm like, okay, programming is taking up enough of my time.
Yes.
I'm not going to game and program.
I don't even have time to do the programming part.
This is a cool style, actually.
Very dark style. Very
dark style, but it's unique, and mm-hmm. Unique is good.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm wishing style authors would switch a little bit more over to the Pro Silver, and I know that Subsilver 2 is more in their comfort zone, and certainly it was for everybody, including myself, for a long time. But if you're able to switch over to Pro Silver, just push yourself just a little bit to style for a tableless CSS only design, then there are so many possibilities that you can work with. So many different techniques that you can use, and the cool thing about it is you can pretty much almost completely redesign your templates from the style sheets without touching the templates.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? And this is somewhat personal, but I like a style where for PHP BB where it's not clear what that it's Subsilver 2 or Pro Silver. I like one which is somewhat like this, and I've said this about Scott Stubblefield styles before as well, where it sort of makes it feel like it's very unique, and it doesn't look like it's a ripoff of Subsilver or Pro Silver. It doesn't look like it's just the same layout. It may be the same sort of layout, but when they do go a bit deeper than just changing the colors or things like that, or changing a few of the images, where I like things like this where, you know, it's very comprehensive in what it's actually changing and customizing, so that really looks like it's something unique.
Right, I like that too, where it's not just changing like colors or images where, you're like, oh, that's just Pro Silver in pink,
yeah.
You know, or that's just Pro Silver in purple. No,
This actually took me a couple of seconds to figure out that it was Pro Silver. It wasn't immediately apparent, and that's a good thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I think so. And I think, if you have to look at the source code to figure out which style it's based off, that's a good thing.
Actually, what gave it away for me being Pro Silver was the little text
resizer.
That made it easy to see. And the search box helped too. So it's like, that's Pro Silver.
Well, that one, and also the way that the Who Is Online box works. That's not
the those are the more format. Subtle things. Those are the more subtle things that you notice later. So once you see it's Pro Silver, it's like, okay, now I can see some of the fonts and some of the layout.
And there's some really unique styles like BF Vista, Glacier, among others, and of course Scott Stubblefield styles, which kudos to being able to create a completely unique looking style just based off the Subsilver 2. But that's, you know, those are some – those that's really good when I could – you know, when you see an author go out of the box and just create a really unique style.
Yeah. Okay, so we've now that we have successfully spent the longest amount of time on mods and styles of the week that we have ever in any PHP BB Weekly episode. That's Grand Theft Auto 4 by John Olson. You can find the link in the chat room, and both all those links will also be on our show notes.
Mm-hmm. You know, as small as the Styles team is, there will be a Styles team member at Lend Invasion.
A Styles team member?
There's only, what, four? There will be 26 confirmed. What did Adam post? Like 26 confirmed team members.
And the rest will be there in spirit.
Yeah. Not everybody is able to make it on this one. But there will be 26 there. That's a good number.
Birdiezillas and ghosts, mostly. It looks like it's going to be.
Yeah. Quite a few development team members will be there, which is kind of nice because they will do – I'm sure they will do some presentations on 3.2.
Uh-huh.
Which will be really
– oh, you get to get some early looks at 3.2. Unless, of course, you're
– you can get some early looks at 3.2 right now.
Unless, of course, you're
right now,
subversion thing, but you get to have some – of early presentations of, you know, 3.2 without jeopardizing things and weird things like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be cool.
Well, the cool thing is, if and certainly anybody who watches the SVN knows that any fix that's applied to the 3.0.x branch is also applied to the 3.2. So, it's – and that's kind of nice. So, you're seeing bug fixes applied. And, you know, that's one of the things that didn't happen with PHP 2. I don't know, maybe it would have – maybe it did in the beginning when it was 2.2. But obviously once it switched to 3, they couldn't really apply the same bug fixes to 2.0 at the same time 3.0. So you see a lot of things in 3.0 that are working correctly that in 2.0 they're not working correctly.
Yeah, well, that will happen. I mean, I remember when 3.0 was still 2.1 under development and I had – downloaded some of the snapshots, and boy, a lot of stuff did not work correctly at all. So it kind of feels weird to play around with the PHP BB3 admin now and see things that are actually working correctly. And it kind of feels weird because you're so used to them not. I'm so used to them not working correctly, which is interesting.
Well, what's neat with 3.2, or actually, what is 3.1 now? There's really not a lot that's not working. I mean, there's a lot of core changes that have been made. Certainly, there are some bugs that are in there that they are working on. But even though they've made a lot of core changes, there's still a lot that is working correctly, and it's still
– So then get the beta out already.
well, no, because there is – you know, they're probably – I imagine – this is just a guess, but probably like – 10% done with 3.2.
Oh, okay. Well, 10% done in 5 months, or five and a half months. That means it's going to be about 55 months after the release, which is equal to about 4.5 years. Are we going to have another 4.5 year development cycle again?
Only if it goes to 4.0 instead of 3.2.
Oh, I hope not, because if we're only 10% done in this much time, it's going to be another long 4 years. But mathematically,
I don't think so, because you know, you do have to give them some kind of break, because you go straight from 3.0 to 3.2. But really, the development team is very, very determined to get the 3.2 release done quickly. You know, what quickly defines is, you know, sort of up to the listener.
2 years instead of 5 years.
Yeah. Still
a long time.
You know, it's open source. You can't really put a time frame on it. It's going to be done when it's done, but they are determined to get it done quickly. And the development team is very active now.
If Matt Mullenweg was here, that's actually one of the questions I'm going to ask, because they're open source, but they actually do try to set timelines for themselves. Like which they've actually been pretty good with following since they did 2.1. They tried to do about a 3 month development cycle. Now, granted, when they did the new interface for WordPress 2.5, it took a lot longer, so they sort of skipped the version. But they have a very closely tied development cycle. But then they're kind of
a little
different. They kind of have like a organization thing automatic, which they do. So they're a bit different than PHP BB.
I guess this is really a question for Matt, but do they have a team that's actually dedicated to development where they're actually paid to develop?
I don't know.
I know some open source teams do pay their developers based on ad revenue or donations or whatever, but
I don't know if they pay or not. I have no idea.
Okay. Does, because one of the things that does allow, even for open source software, what it does is it does allow the development teams to be able to work on a kind of schedule because they're paid full time to develop for the software.
Well, I'm sure some things from somewhere, they have to have some way of, you know, of generating its operational costs. I mean, they run all these servers for WordPress.com, and, you know, PHPBB, they have advertising, which has to go to some kind of operational costs, you know, for the server, for, you know, putting on London Invasion and things like that. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that it's not a moneyless organization, and PHPBB is not a moneyless organization. They're still volunteers, but, you know, things like when you're getting team members to come to a certain place, you know, there has to be some things coming for that somewhere along the line.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of and this is something that we hope to do more often, is something that, for example, Joomla does often, is they have the Joomla Days, and they have one in June in Vancouver, which I'm hoping that I'll be able to go to with Handyman.
Yeah.
But they
– When is that?
They have these Joomla Days every – gosh, it's like every couple of months, I guess.
When's the one when's the one that you're going to? What day is that?
I think it's late June. I can't remember the exact date. It's in Vancouver. I think they have all of them listed on Joomla.org. But it's something that I'd like to see the PHPBB teams do more often, is certainly these in real life team meetings, which of course London is going to be our first, and so we're hoping that it's going to be great. Tuesday, May 20th.
May 20th was last year.
I thought it. Yeah, that was 4 days ago.
Joomla Day Vancouver, it says, is Saturday, June 14th.
Oh, the announcement was posted on the 20th. Okay.
Whew. I'm looking at this. So you're actually going to the one on June 14th?
Hoping to, yes.
That's the one. That's the day we were just talking about when we're having the PHPB Weekly. So maybe we should – do you think we'll be able to get you live from Joomla Day on here?
I don't know. See, I don't even know if for sure. I can't confirm that I'm going.
Ah. Well,
so it's hard to say.
It's only a few weeks away, David, so perhaps you should start confirming that you're going or not. It's like,
yeah, I know. A couple things has to happen first, so I'm still waiting for those to actually happen. That is a cool picture that they posted on there, on the announcement. It's like a panorama of Vancouver.
Maybe, yeah. Depends what Vancouver, page you're looking at.
Yeah. I've seen some pictures of Vancouver. Beautiful place. So, anyway, we're hoping to go there on June 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Or June 14th, yes. Yeah, June 14th.
So, if you are there and you're able to be live, maybe we can figure out – maybe we can have you live from there on PHPBB Weekly that day.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how the timing, we may move the time of the show that day, but we'll figure that out.
It begins at 9 a.m. So that's Pacific time.
Okay, so maybe we'll have to have the show like an hour later or something. But yeah.
We'll know when we get closer to there, when we actually get to that week, then we'll know.
You might need to let me know before that, because that week I will be gone.
June. Well, okay, yeah. Well, when are you getting back?
The day before.
Oh, Friday?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try.
In the afternoon, late afternoon. After a 12-hour flight.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, So we'll figure that out. That would be cool, though, if we could have you there.
Yeah. Looking forward to meeting Brad Baker if I go. It's Brad Baker, one of the core developers.
Okay. Cool. And so what you were saying with PHPBB, so you're hoping to do more of these things and not just London Invasion?
Well, with PHPBB, yes. So we, you know, certainly we're hoping that, at least I am hoping that we can have more in real life team meetings with PHPBB. Joomla, I guess, you know, and the reason I brought this up, Joomla has these Joomla Day events every couple of months. I think it's like every 2 months.
Wait, really?
And, wow. Yeah. Pretty sure it is, and it's in various parts of the world, so it makes it easy for example, the Vancouver will allow, you know, all their Joomla users in Seattle and the Canada, Vancouver area, and all those, you know, those areas are going to be able to go to the Joomla Day in Vancouver, You know, and they'll have some in like Sydney, Australia that allow a lot of Australians to go. And they'll have one in Italy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at their calendar, you can see where they've been, quite a few different places. But and that's something that the PHPB teams, you know, it's something that I hope we'll be able to do as well. You get a lot more actual.
San Francisco. I'm not going to let up. I want you guys to come to San Francisco. David, you and I could organize that.
Yeah. Well, I'm wanting to do one in some place cool in the winter where everybody can from the teams can go skiing.
Oh, well, no skiing here in San Francisco. Sorry, we actually have nice weather during winter, so this would be like a retreat. This would be like a retreat, you know, a retreat away. Come to San Francisco. You see the nice weather. There's no snow here.
Well, it looks like Matt is not going to make us, and it's been about 50 minutes of mostly mindless banter.
Yes, but we've talked about some interesting things. Yeah.
So yes, we have
some cool stuff.
You do have enough for show notes, so that's good.
Yes, I have enough for show notes, and we still have about 2/3 of the chat room still listening to us.
You know that Joomla has something called a bug squad. I just looked at their logo. It's a hilarious logo.
Yeah. I think
Have you seen that?
I think I've seen that, yes. So, okay. Anyway, unless the chat room has anything they'd like us to talk about in the last couple of minutes, go ahead and type something if you'd like. Anyway, so we already did the modern style of the week. So our website is phpbbweekly.net. All of our episodes are there. Information for our upcoming episodes. And, of course, our forum where the discussion continues, more talking about the show, comments, questions, or other picky corrections that you'd like to make, is at StarTrekGuide.com. Our next episode will be episode number 64, next Saturday, May 31st. Again, noon Eastern time, 4 p.m. UTC time. And we'll have more guests, and hopefully they will actually show up. I just got a confirmation from them this morning, so they should be there. We're going to have Brett and Jeff. They are co-hosts of the PHPBB Ireland podcast, which is a podcast for phpbbireland.com, which just launched a few months ago. And
that's for the Stargate portal.
They also do the Stargate portal as well. And so they're also, coincidentally, they're also members of the Tech Podcast Network, which we are also a member of. They just joined the Tech Podcast Network about a month or so ago. So we're actually going to have an opportunity to have them come on our show, you know, get to know them a bit more, find out why they started the show, what their show talks about, and also talk about their Stargate portal as well. And I think that sometime in June or somewhere around there, we might be going on their show as well. And we'll talk about more about that on our forum whenever that happens to turn out. Again, I have a very busy month of June, so we'll have to figure out how that works out.
Oh, yes. That is exactly – yes, that's great. I love it. Does it come with the big Prototech letters – diagonally across the screen.
What are you talking about?
Click on the screenshot posted by Prototech.
Not everything was looking at the chat room, David. You got to say what we're talking about.
That's why I did that. Yeah, take a look at that. That's it looks like a style. I think I'm going to steal that because Prototech said he would prosecute me if I did. So take a look at that.
And random comment that David decided to bring up.
So is that only in Photoshop right now, Prototech, or have you actually started developing an actual style on that?
Talk to him later.
Did you click on it?
I looked at it. What the heck is it?
It's a style for PHPBB3. In the beginning works. It's not finished yet.
You're talking about something with no context, David, so whatever.
No, look at this. Did you see the screenshot? You saw the screenshot, right?
Yes, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'm closing the show out. Let me close the show out, okay?
Douglas wants to close the show, but I like that style.
David, you drive me crazy sometimes.
That's what I'm here for.
I do promise we're trying to get Matt Mullenweg back on sometime. Hopefully we'll figure out why he wasn't here today and try to get him on. We actually did. Remember, we had that one time when we had a David M. J. was supposed to come on, I think it was, and he wasn't able to come that day. And there was a good reason for it, but we had to, kind of had to fill the
There's
show.
Never a good reason for missing PHBBB Weekly. But I should talk. I've missed two.
Yes, I've missed many times as well. Yeah, and actually I've gotten those tests that I've had to miss the show for. I've actually gotten some really good scores on those tests.
Yeah, but those were planned misses.
Whatever.
Long,
awkward gap. Okay, anyway, thank you for listening to this long, banter-filled episode of PHPBB Weekly. And
we hope you gleaned something useful out of it.
They've learned about – actually, most of what we've talked about in this show are things that we're going to talk about later, like the Linux tag and the Joomla Day. So that'd probably be – it's like a big, long preview. Coming soon on PHPBB Weekly. London Beige and all that. So, okay. So that's... All right, let's close the show out. Thank you for listening. We'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.